At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan and the Danettes today. And Doug, let me start off the day by wishing you a very happy Bobby Bonilla Day. As, you know, listen, every year on this day, we look back, take stock of our lives, and I just get depressed. So I am happy to be here with you today on Bobby Bonilla Day to talk about so many other things in the wide world of sports.
Why do you get depressed? I don't understand. Deferred payments and the whole balance of, you know, should I put money away that'll pay me in 25 years, or should I take it now? And by the way, the state of your Mets today is outstanding. So, you know, Bobby Bonilla Day should bring you back to the days of yore when Bobby Bonilla was a Met, which, of course, is kind of where we are with the Mets today. I look at it in a different perspective. Change your perspective on it, Jason.
The thing is, it's been such a bad headline and such an embarrassing. You know, the thing is, it's an embarrassing optic more than anything. And
why?
The Mets don't need any more embarrassing optic, because you've been paying a guy that hasn't played for you in 20 years, and you're paying him for another, you know, 13 years. I mean, this goes through 2035. And it's, hey, I mean, last year, Ryan Reynolds put out that whole Mint Mobile campaign, had a commercial with Bobby Bonilla, and I'm laughing, but I'm going, this is my team. This has happened with so many other teams, but the Bobby Bonilla Day and the contract and this, because it was like the first time we had seen it. Like, yeah, this is just it's just a way to laugh at the Mets every day. Like, you need another reason to laugh at the Mets. But yes, this is a great year for us so far. This could be as good as it gets. So I'm ready for the bottom to fall at any time. But but this is still one of those days where I just go, yeah, here we go. More people call me today, and my friends that I haven't heard from in, like, months, and just say happy Bobby Bonilla Day than, like, any other day. Like, more than on my birthday, people text me and say, hey, happy Bobby Bonilla Day. So I get that today more than anything.
Look, it's a great day for Bobby Bonilla, but I don't know. I just think it's a fascinating discussion. It's the old, you win the lottery. Do you take all the money or do you take it spread out over 25 years? You know, Allen Iverson has one of these deals with Reebok, right? There was a lot of people that thought, man, Allen Iverson, bad shape. Like, no, actually, he has this deferred payment thing with Reebok from his shoes, which, you know, he started making a couple years ago. So I actually think it's a really interesting business discussion, and I don't think it's in, because for the Mets, for these teams, it allowed them to save cash, put it away into escrow, and cost them less, you know, to keep their players. And I think deferred compensation is really interesting, but I do get it. It is Bobby Bonilla Day, and it does, you know, it's one of those, what a great deal to be him, and what a weird deal to be the Mets, especially when you have a new Mets owner, right? Mm-hmm. Although I believe all of this money was put in escrow back with the Wilpons, but still, it's a really quirky day. So I'll buy in. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day to you.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. We'll celebrate later on with like margaritas or something.
Sure.
Now, look, obviously, this isn't the worst thing for me, because I think, well, with everything going on in the NBA, Bobby Bonilla Day is going to pass by a little bit under the radar. Nope. Still woke up this morning with the bzz, 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 even though NBA. But we're still reacting to the big news with Kevin Durant asking for a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. Already we've seen so many different destinations thrown out there. Phoenix and Miami at the top of the list. Other teams are throwing their names in the ring. Supposedly up to 20 teams have called the Nets going, hey, we're interested. What can we do? And the Nets have said, we're going to take the best deal out there. It's not going to be simply we just trade him wherever he wants to go. You know, I saw this yesterday, Doug, and as soon as this happened for me, my first thought was, he is just never going to be happy basketball wherever he goes. He's just one of those guys that is never going to, for a variety of reasons, but mainly because he listens so much to outside noise, and he can't ever find a situation where, okay, I'm here, I love basketball, and I'm playing, and I really want to win. He had everything in Oklahoma City, to the point where when they had that really bad, remember the bad Mr. Unreliable headline that in the Oklahoma City papers, it was, oh, Mr. Unreliable, and the paper apologized to him for that headline after there was a big backlash on it and Kevin Durant got really mad. And when that happens, you have to say, oh, this is my town. I mean, I just had the newspaper apologize to me for a headline that questioned my talent. No, wasn't good enough for him there. He goes to Golden State, where every basketball player has gone there, says, what a great system, what a great environment this is with Steve Kerr. And he wins a couple of titles, and he still is not happy enough, fights with Draymond. He goes to Brooklyn, where he decides, this is where I want to build my next big empire here, and Kyrie and I are going to do this together. We're going to run this team, and this is the next thing what I want to do, because I've checked those boxes of winning a championship off of my resume, and he couldn't make it work there. So I don't know what's going to suddenly make him happy his next stop in the NBA.
Okay, there's a lot to digest there. I'm going to disagree with you with Oklahoma City. He had everything he wanted in terms of owning the town, right? I mean, I agree with you on the Mr. Unreliable, but it was a team that didn't have what he needed in order to be successful by his, or I think anybody's estimation, right? They just remember his last series, when they had a 3-1 lead in the Golden State Warriors, you know, Steven Adams and Andre Robertson, you know, you're playing 3-on-2 or 3-on-5 on offense. And they added up Victor Oladipo that offseason, but he was just done with that first. I think he liked the town. I think he liked the team. I just think it was the personnel wasn't good enough, to be honest. And then when you're in Golden State, I don't think it was about being unhappy there. I think it was even how you would portray it, which is in KD's mind, all I had to do was get to the finals and match up with LeBron and show I was the better player. He did that. He played better than LeBron. He guarded LeBron. He made more big plays in the second half against LeBron in two consecutive NBA finals. And really in the third one, although he only played limited before he tore his Achilles tendon, he's the difference maker. And yet he couldn't get the respect that he thought he deserved as being the best player on the planet. The Brooklyn thing was a disaster, but I don't think anybody, like, should he be happy? But, like, let's just be honest, Jason, like, should he be happy? He went there, and he went there. One, they had great culture that obviously has been destroyed. I think partially by Kyrie. I think a little bit by KD. I think a lot by the move for Harden and the fact that they went after the brass ring. But I mean, like, should you be happy? I mean, go back. Like, let's take an honest look at the last 2 years. You know, you go back last season, people forget they were dominating the Bucks up 2-0. Kyrie gets hurt, not a shocker. James Harden, not himself because of a hamstring. Still got to game 7, and if not for his toe being on the line, they beat the Milwaukee Bucks and go to the NBA Finals. But this season was an abject disaster. And, do I think that he's a guy who searches – he's still searching for himself and searching for a home. Yeah, but, you know, whether it's he shouldn't have left – you could say he shouldn't have left Oklahoma City, but, I mean, now do you start to kind of understand why maybe he wanted to get away from Russell Westbrook? He shouldn't have left Golden State in order to be successful, but he still wasn't getting any sort of the respect that he deserved. So, I do get it on some levels. I don't know why you sign a contract that has 4 more years left and now all of a sudden you say you want out. But the team not communicating with him, I think they're ready for a fresh start too. I think I'm not sure that him asking to be traded was news that Sean Marks didn't want to hear or didn't expect to hear. Right? Like, if you don't – there were multiple times there where Sean Marks was asked about communicating with Kevin Durant and he had not. Now, it does work both ways. But when you stop talking in any relationship, the relationship ceases to exist. So I actually don't think that the Nets are sitting there going like, oh, man, we're upset. I think this is a fresh start for them, and I think they're going to try and rebuild, get back to where they were previously and make smarter decisions. Because before Kyrie and KD went there, that was a team that had arguably the best culture, or had the most fun. That Kenny Atkinson is the coach. They're like 500. And they had like Spencer Dinwiddie and Caris LeVert and some of those guys. But that group had fun, and the rest of the league took notice. I think he wants to get back to that. And I actually think that KD's kind of doing him a favor. That this felt icky. Here's how I'll relate, okay? Your daughter played youth sports, whatever. I'll give you kind of the AAU analogy, right? In AAU, have a good team, inevitably, and your kids play the right way, you're going to have really, really talented kids who play on some of these big clubs that they just dominate people. They'll want to play on your team because they feel like, well, the kids will all give him the ball and they'll play a little bit of a system and they'll be the star. And what ends up happening is you take a couple of those kids and now you're winning the tournaments and you're competing on a bigger stage. But it's not the core group of kids that you actually cared about and put together the team for. And so that's what I think is happening here in Brooklyn. Like, it just didn't feel good ever once you had Kyrie and KD, and then you bring in James Harden. And, like, these guys aren't what they want to be about. And I think that's what Brooklyn wants to get back to.
Well, that part I'm with you on, because you just look at the Nets' first reaction. Normally, if a player of KD's ilk, you're talking about a top five, top three player, says they want to be traded, what's the team's first reaction? Is always, well, hang on, we're going to talk through this. This is you know, we're not just going to give him away. We have to talk. We love Kevin. We want him to stay. We want him to be able to stay here and help us grow the Nets. There's a reason why we signed him. We still believe in him. We believe in everything we have going on. And instead, right away, it was, yeah, we're going to take the best deal. I mean, there was no pretending of, yeah, listen, no, we got to make it work. This is Kevin Durant we're talking about, man. No, this is, we're going to let him go. And I think that's a big sign for the rest of the NBA to go, all right, they're in on him with all of it. They went all in, and now they're so ready to let him go. And when I see where he's going to go next, and you talked about how, hey, Brooklyn wasn't really the right fit. It didn't work. He had a great fit in Golden State. In Oklahoma City, he wanted to get away from Russ. He's had all these different times that he's had different experiences. Okay, maybe the Oklahoma City one wasn't great towards the end. He had to get away. Maybe it wasn't as great in Golden State. He didn't get the respect, even though he's got two NBA Finals MVPs. And then he wanted to have the power of running the Nets with KD and Josai and Marks. But he's had all of these things to experience, and none of them have really made him happy. So I don't know where like his next stop is suddenly going to be. Okay, now I'm here, and I'm back to winning, and I'm throwing myself back into things, and it's going to be different than it was before, just because he's had all these different things to experience to try to find himself, to try to find, all right, this is the guy I want to be, this is the player I want to be, and whatever, wherever he ends up, whether it's Miami, whether it's Phoenix or someplace else or Denver, whatever, I don't see it being any different than it's been for him for his career, where he'll get there and it'll be okay in the beginning, and then after a while, it's not going to be as great. And as you go on in your career in sports, when stars do this, you have less time to suffer in certain times. So he was at Oklahoma City for a long time, and then now he had to go. All right, then he had a half the time in Golden State. Okay, I got to go. Now he's had even less of a time in Brooklyn. All right, I got to go. I kind of see that being his career path now as it goes on.
I think he's been in Brooklyn 4 years. He was in Golden State 3. And then, is that right? Because he missed an entire year with injury, right? Was he been, or is it 3 years in Brooklyn? He's 3 years in Brooklyn, and yeah, he missed the whole entire first year. So it is interesting. I think that Miami is the fit, because if you know Kevin Durant, or you take what everybody says about him, like, he's just about ball. And that's what their kind of heat culture is about. And they need him. They need a cheat code on offense. They need a guy to bail them out. And if they have the idea is if they have that, the problem becomes if the Nets really want the best deal would come from somewhere relating to Oklahoma City or somewhere relating to the Houston Rockets, because they have all the picks, you know. The Heat aren't going to have any good picks for the rest of the year, and the Heat are not. You're not going to come up Bam Adebayo or Jimmy Butler, and so I don't know what comes back in return that could equal out to what other teams could give you value wise. But it's definitely fascinating. It really is interesting that here Kevin Durant is, and he chased it. I mean, I understand that people. There's always going to be because he joined the Warriors. And they had won a title, 173 games in back-to-back years. It was, by many people's estimate, it's a weak move. Okay, he chased it. Like, everybody I know has chased something. You know, you chase a girl. You know, you chase your dream school. You chase the dream job. Hell, I'll admit it. I chased my dream job, and it was not what I thought it was going to be in any way. And so I do kind of relate to I thought I was getting one thing and I'm not. And I'm sure Kevin Durant thought, hey, the top of the mountain feels different than it did. But it's going to be fascinating because, you know, before he hurt his knee this year, he was maybe not unquestionably, but he was the MVP of the league. And if you go back to last year at the end of the year, he was unbelievable. In between, you had the Olympics. And you have all these great young players at the Olympics. Kevin Durant was the reason they won the gold medal. He was unquestionably the best player on that team. And so you factor in all those things, and we're looking at the lens of now. He may be unhappy, and he may continue to search for happiness, as you say, Jason, you're probably right. But that guy is an amazing talent, and he still seems to have several years left to play at that level, and whoever gets him is suddenly going to be a championship caliber team.
Now, you said the Heat, and that's a great fit, and certainly it is. Do you really think that's going to happen? The Nets are going to say, okay, hey, here's one of his preferred teams, and we're going to send him there, and we're going to make this other team in the East that was close and potentially put them over the top? Or are the Nets going to, you know, be the Rockets and say, okay, here's where you want to go. We can get a decent deal. We're going to do it?
I have no idea. I don't know. Again, I don't know what's being offered. I'll take Sean Marks at face value because Sean Marks seems to have been an honest salesman in this thing, right? He told us he wasn't talking to KD. That should have told us that he was that they were taking a breath. As that they basically told us that they didn't want Kyrie back, right? That's That's why he said what he said at end of the year exit press conference meeting, right? When he said we need to be available, play for others, all the things that Kyrie has rightfully been accused of not being, right? So if he says we're going to wait for the best offer, what's the best offer? Are the Lakers going to offer up Anthony Davis for him? Are they Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook? How does that balance out with Tyler Hero and a bunch of other stuff from Miami? I don't know. So the only honest answer I can tell you is really don't know. But I do know that you asked about, well, is there a place you could be happy? That type of environment where you have a championship caliber culture of guys that are just about, you know, ball and getting after it, and they need somebody to be their bailout guy to give the ball to win them a game. That's I think what he desires. He needs some space, you know, can't have clutter in the paint like he had with Russell Westbrook and Andre Robertson and those type of guys. But outside of that, that's the type of environment he needs. And I, you know, the Clippers could be one. If they were, would the Nets want Paul George? How would that look? I mean, there's all these different possibilities, but it's the Heat style of guy, and I hate to say Heat culture, but it is kind of a Heat culture. I think he fits that better than other places.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Welcome inside hour two, the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. As Bobby Bonilla liked to say in an exclusive interview he did with Action Sports, it's bigger than my birthday. And, you know, Doug, you asked me last hour on the show, you know, as a Mets fan, I told you how embarrassing it is. It's a really difficult optic, even though it was a sound business decision to defer payments to Bobby Bonilla, who's going to be getting $1.1 million on this day every year until 2035. Darren Revelle has a story on this with new information that we have never found out before, because he sit down with Bobby Bonilla, and Bonilla said that the Mets actually tried to get him to retire, and when they couldn't get him to retire, they worked on this agreement and Bobby Bonilla Day was born. So this is what I mean when I say the optic from my team on this is just terrible, that they first they tried to convince him to retire because, look, we don't want to pay you, we don't think you're very good. Oh, and instead, all right, we're just going to give you $1 million a year for the next 35 years. This is what I mean about the optic surrounding the Mets.
Yeah, but I mean, like, tell me a team that I'm an Angel fan. You think the optics with Albert Pujols deal, you know, was a good one, where, you know, they bought him out of the last year of his disastrous contract, and then he goes and plays with the Dodgers, and now he's back playing with the St. Louis Cardinals. He's still getting paid, I believe, to be at the end of his career, to be a representative of the Angels. Like, he's not an Angel anymore. All these contracts exist, and deferred payments, I think it's only a bigger thing because it's the Mets. I mean, I'll be completely honest with you, because we have more Mets fans than our broadcasters. Mm-hmm. It's the same. The Mets have actually been a good team. They've been in a World Series. There are so many other organizations that are so much more poorly run. The problem is that one of the Mets, and you have a good number of people who are sportscasters, broadcasters, talking that are Mets fans. And then, of course, they're in the same city with the most successful baseball franchise ever. You know, so you have those two things which make all Mets stories bigger stories than they actually are.
Well, yeah, and it's always the group of teams in every sport that it's easy to point fingers and go, see, they're always a laughing stock, right? Whether and most of them are my teams, because it's, you know, it's the Knicks, it's the Jets, you know, but it's the Lions, it's the Raiders, it's the Browns, it's certain teams that just, yeah, these headlines follow them, and they're always more embarrassing and worse for them than they are if this happened to the Patriots, right? If the Patriots had a free agent signing that didn't work, and, you know, Bill Belichick agreed to pay a guy until 2030, it would be, well, hey, no, this was a smart business decision. This is just a deal that didn't go, but boy, what a great trend setting for the future Bill Belichick has thought of. It's all in the presentation of it. And some teams, that's how it goes for them. A team like the Mets, it's, let's jump up and down on them. But other teams, it would be, smart business decision. So it's just a perspective that the teams have that really hurt them in that situation.
There's no question about it. Can I ask you something? This is interesting to me. Okay. It feels like, with this being the first full day of NBA free agency, and Kevin Durant asking to be traded yesterday, it feels like that should be the biggest story. But the USC-UCLA thing has so many different layers to it and is so massive in the landscape of all college sports that I feel like maybe today it's equal footing with KD, or maybe even lesser footing than KD, but a historically bigger story. If you were seeding them in a tournament, which one would you say is bigger?
Today, I would say it would be USC-UCLA. Right, because we had the big jarring headline yesterday, and it was jarring, but it was only jarring for a few hours, because then NBA free agency, Kevin Durant opts out. And this is a year for free agency where, you know, LeBron wasn't moving somewhere. You know, you still had big names out there, but, you know, when the biggest thing going into free agency is Jalen Brunson going to the Knicks, it's, all right, maybe this year is not quite the same. So we had the blockbuster of Durant, but we didn't have a resolution, and we don't know where he's going, and it's going to play out. out. But now the day after, people are starting to see this USC-UCLA, and they're going to say, wow, this is USC leaving. These are the rock stars of college football that are leaving. Because even though USC hasn't had the footprint the last few years that they had in the early aughts, I mean, they were easily the biggest rock star program and still are. And now we're expecting them to be it again with Lincoln Riley and all the recruits that are following him. And the fact that these are the teams that are leaving is a much bigger deal, because this would be Alabama leaving. You know, Alabama's leaving the SEC for the Big Ten. Why is Alabama leaving? That's the impact USC has, and UCLA being part of it is great. But you're talking about an entire market leaving. The ramifications of what it means for the teams and the travel, and are other teams going to follow? There is a huge domino effect for this, and I guarantee you, this weekend, like when you and I are out and we're hanging out with our friends and we're talking about it, we'll talk about Kevin Durant for a few minutes, because obviously, boy, KD, where do you think he's going to go? But when it comes, boy, this USC-UCLA thing, and that's more of the conversation. And that's something that, 20, 25 minutes you can see going by talking with your friends about it, where KD will be like a 5-minute conversation, then a bigger one when he signs and you see where he goes and how that affects the NBA. But right now, this thing has so many tentacles and angles to it that it's just starting to become, and people are just starting to get the intricacies of this and how big a deal this is.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you in terms of my weekend. I'm going to be in a gym coaching. So in basketball, I think the KD and where will he go, and the Kyrie, and, would you bite the apple and bring in a Kyrie, and, should LeBron get rid of Anthony Davis? I think that's a better with the guys topic. But I think the USC-UCLA thing is massive because of not just that, what happens next, how does this affect recruiting? Because here's generally kind of the way it works. The you mentioned that it's a titan, and that's the only reason they have value, is they're a titan, right? That they can. It's the Texas, the schools that rate regardless of Notre Dame rates, Texas rates, USC rates, Alabama rates, Oklahoma rates, Clemson rates. Like those are the ones that Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State. Those are the ones that people care about. Those are the ones with value. And forever, they've had their value tied up with a conference. And there's a couple of schools, Texas and USC specifically, that are bigger than the rest of their conferences combined. And now they flex their muscles and they've used that strength. And now they're in a conference of like-sized, backing school, if you will. But what is it? It's going to be interesting. The SEC has recruited Southern California very well. This opens up Southern California recruiting to the Big Ten. It just does, because now you can say, hey, you come here, we have, we're a better school, better facilities, completely invested, and we're going to play in LA. I think it now, does that mean that the UCLA and USC, can they go and recruit the Midwest and say, not only do you get to get out of the cold and play in the sunshine, but we're going to bring you home every year to play as well. I think that does work kind of both ways. And, the recruiting aspect of it is fascinating to me. But then it's what's next? Or then it's what happens to Stanford and Cal? Right? Like, I think the LA market is huge and USC's bigger. And I know that, Stanford students and alum, they don't fill up their stadium, whatever. But that's an incredible school with remarkable alumni. And it's in the conversation of the best all-around sports programs on earth in terms of the Olympic sports. And then you have Cal, the number one public school in the country, in terms of ratings of public universities, and a rival and in the same system, the UC system, as UCLA. Like, how does that all work? Like, that I don't know, that whole thing is interesting to me. How does it affect recruiting? What do the conferences look like? You mentioned Notre Dame. And then there's Oregon, there's Washington. And then the last part to it is, and this was the threat. I think you had left ESPN when the first Big 10 expansion happened, but there's always the threat of Congress saying, hey, that tax shelter you got for college athletics, this is a paid enterprise. You're making money. You're spending money to buy kids like this. You're going to have to, if that happens, Now the sport changes completely. And, you know, and I don't know what happens to so many of these athletic departments. You know, if you're Oregon State or you're Washington State and you get left behind and you're not in one of these major conferences and you're not getting money from your state for your sports anymore, like your whole university changes. And at some point this could, you know, whether it's privatized college athletics, and everybody thinks they want that. It's like people are thinking they want college athletes to be employees. You don't want them to be employees, because employees can be hired. They can also be fired. You know, employees will have to pay taxes on all benefits. Those things don't occur right now. They get all the benefits of employees with really very little of the downside. So I'm interested in how in all of it, because it is a bit of a house of cards. And I think this SC-UCLA thing may have pulled out the bottom. I don't know what happens to the NCAA, but I think this is a titanic land shift. That here's the most impressive thing. There were no rumors of it, right? No rumors of it. It came out. It was done that night. That's how deals get done, right? Because once there's the hemming and the hawing, that's when people go, wait a second, this school, it's not fair. There were no rumors, no leaks. They got it done just like Texas and Oklahoma. And now all of a sudden that Big Ten deal is going up exponentially. And I wonder what's next. So I'm going to disagree. I think this weekend people are still talking about ball and what happens with all this different movement in the NBA. But long term, the ramifications of UCLA and USC being in the Big Ten are massive.
Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb here on the Dan Patrick Show. Well, I'll take you to what's next, which is where things get even more out of control. Because look, college football is about chaos, and I love the chaos and how things change, and there's no real leadership, and everybody's kind of just doing what's best for them. And we talked about this with Petros Papadakis last hour, that hey, this is a money move clearly for USC, UCLA, and everybody can cut this up, and you can be upset about the travel, but this is about money and what they're making. The model of college football with NIL deals and transfer portal, right now it's unsustainable, right? The NIL is completely going to get out of control. It's already spiraled out of control. I like to think that maybe some of the powers that be understood that, okay, our conferences, this may not be great for half of our teams because they can't compete and it's going to be difficult and we may have to do something here for it. And then this move happens and it's going to be, well, if they can go and just basically, inject cash into the school and into their program, well, why should we figure anything else out for NIL? Yeah, you know what? Doors open, and it's going to get even more out of control as this gets into orbit. So I don't know that this did anything for that than just, hey, maybe we were going to slow down a little bit and we were going to pull the emergency brake and say, okay, let's realize what this model of college football and how sustainable it is. And I don't believe it is at all. And then this story happens yesterday, and it's, okay, well, now that can't happen. Now more NIL deals are gonna go off, and the rich are gonna continue to get richer, and there's gonna be more money coming in, and Notre Dame is gonna realize we have to join a conference because of all this money coming in, and everything we thought we were gonna get, there's gonna be no reset. Because that's normally what happens, is that when a story gets this out of control, there's some kind of reset. All right, well, this is going to happen, right? Salaries got out of control in the NFL for draft picks who had never played a down before. So Sam Bradford was the last number one pick who got paid like a guy who's hitting free agency at the age of 26, and he's a superstar. So the NFL pulled the emergency brake there and said, okay, we need to get back to this a little bit. I don't see there being any emergency brake in college football after this story yesterday.
Well, I think that you're combining kind of two different things, and I understand it is kind of one story in one sport. Look, generally, what most of this is a breakaway from, I don't even want to say everybody says the NCAA, but the NCAA is all it is a voting body of all the schools, right? And and people can say, hey, the college football playoff was the breakoff, and they go, wasn't the BCS wasn't. That wasn't the NCAA. The bowl system hasn't been the NCAA. The NCAA hasn't been involved in postseason, high major, Division I college football in our lifetime. Hasn't been involved in it. It's always been operated by outside operators and by the power brokers that be. That's a fact. It's not something I'm making up, or that's not breaking information. What changed was they allowed so many other schools to have Division I status, not just in football, but obviously in basketball. It's over 350 schools now. And then everyone has the same voting rights, right? So it's like, instead of being like Congress, instead of being like the House, they're like the Senate, right? Where everybody gets the same number of votes per state. And they needed to be more like the House, where, you know, the Texases, the Ohio states of the world, they just get more votes, more say in how things are done. Because what's good for, you know, what's good for Mountain West schools is not good for USC. What's good for MAC schools is not good for Ohio State, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not how it's seen and how it's perceived by these presidents, athletic directors, and boosters. So I think ultimately there will be the breakoff, and that's what this is, of whatever the elite are. And everybody's just trying to make sure they have a spot, right? They got a chair when the music stops playing. That's the big thing. I think this really helps the Big 12. You know, if the Big 12 can smartly add more pieces and somehow, like, is it the Big 10? Is it the SEC? No. I would tell you that the Big 12, the meat of the Big 12, you know, especially if they add a Colorado, Utah, and Arizona, and Arizona State, and maybe, you know, maybe you shoot for the stars and try and get the whole West or whatever, that would be as good or better than the meat of the ACC, right? You're not going to compete with Florida State in terms of their history when they're right, or Miami in their history when they're right, or Clemson and what they've been able to put together. But you know, Oklahoma State and Utah and Colorado, they're better and better financially supported programs for football, and they resonate more than Duke, than Wake Forest, you know, even then kind of Virginia, whatever, which is kind of a, you know, Stanford light, if you will, in football. So I this is all about the breakaway and who's with the big boys and who's with the also-rans. And I think what's next and where who ends up not having a chair when the music stops is going to be sad, but it's going to be very telling for what their future looks like and the future of the sport looks like.
Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan Patrick today here on Fox Sports Radio. 877-99 on Fox is the number. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show. We'll have more on college football and the seismic shift, thanks to UCLA and USC, coming up. But straight ahead, I got a special guest stopping by to break down what we have seen so far in NBA free agency. Where could Kevin Durant wind up? Where could Kyrie Irving wind up? We're going to see another big trade request from a big star. Keep it right here. Jason and Doug, this is Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one. firmer or softer on each side? You decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well. Quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Vetastein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes today as NBA free agency enters day two. We had big signings. We had big stories with Kevin Durant telling the Nets he wants a trade away already. The Suns and Heat have become the preferred destinations for him. Joining us now on the hotline to help us break it all down, NBA analyst, former NBA player and coach, college head coach Rex Walters. Rex, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Jason? Doug, what's up?
Well, Kevin Durant wants to be traded. What's your reaction?
Surprised a little bit, especially after Kyrie signed the extension for 1 year. Saying all that, obviously, Brooklyn is not thinking about having Kyrie long-term. There's some serious damage going on in terms of that relationship because of all the stuff that's gone on these past 2 years. So I think Kevin looked at it and said, hey, I got 4 years on the contract, but this is not what I signed up for. I think it's – and that roster, you know, quite honestly, as much shootingness as they have, they don't have much size, they don't have length, they're not great defensively. And I think the other thing that people forget is Kevin Durant knows what it's supposed to look like. He's been in Golden State for 4 years. They went to really four finals. They won twice. Like, he knows what it's supposed to look like, and he's looking at Brooklyn and saying, this is not what it's supposed to look like, so I need out.
Is he going to be able to get his way? Because this is not a great situation with the Nets right away. The Nets didn't say we want to keep KD. We want to be able to try to figure out a way for him to take the floor for us. It's we're going to make the best trade possible. Is he going to get to a team that he wants to get to if in fact, like the Suns and the Heat at the top of his trade destination list?
That'll be tough. I think, you know, at the end of the day, Brooklyn has a leverage in this in terms of they have to get something back. And you're talking about a top 1A, 1B player in the NBA, and also the contracts have to work. So that's a big price to pay to give someone like Kevin Durant up. You got to make sure you're getting some quality things back. I mean, Sean Marks right now, this thing, I respect the fact that they went for it. They went for it with KD, Kyrie, James Harden. Then after that, you know, we talk about, you know, Ben Simmons. And now it's all kind of blown up. So now Sean Marks is like, okay, now I'm in, like, we got to make something out of this mode. They've given up a lot to be in this situation, and now it's all blown up. So there are teams out there. I mean, I hate to say this, but you look at the Lakers, they've got two guys that are very similar in terms of salary, in terms of Anthony Davis availability, and that's the Lakers, right? You got two guys with two big contracts. That's what Kyrie and Kevin Durant have, I think. If you talk about Miami, I don't know if they have necessarily the assets that Brooklyn wants, especially with the situation with Bam Adebayo and Ben Simmons being on, you know, still their first contract. So it'll be interesting. And then you've got to get DeAndre Ayton to sign off on the side trade to go to Brooklyn. And then DeAndre's got to be asking himself, what am I walking myself into going to Brooklyn? So there's a lot of work to be done. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
If you're LeBron James, okay, let's just imaginary scenario, and you could either roll with Anthony Davis or roll with Kevin Durant, what do you do?
Oh, it's not even close. I'm rolling with Kevin Durant. He's seen firsthand what Kevin Durant can do. That whole thing, when you talk about those great, you know, finals with Golden State and Cleveland, it became a non-factor when Kevin Durant joined the Warriors. It was a no-brainer. The other thing is Kevin Durant, even though he's had some issues with injuries, like, this dude loves to play, loves to work. Everything I've ever heard about Durant is he loves to play, loves to compete, wants to win, wants to have his own type of legacy in terms of, and I don't think he thinks long-term like this, that, but he loves to ball. That's what he's all about. Whereas Anthony Davis has had his issues with injuries. So, yeah, there's no question. And you're talking about switching like size. They're both going to play the 3-4. You get a guy like Kyrie as well who knows how to play with LeBron. That would be really interesting when you talk about, you know, the Warriors dynasty. Now the Lakers are right back in the mix in terms of, and you can have, you know, and they're going after size and length in terms of defensive-minded guys with minimum contracts or lower salary guys. But with those three, and if they're all available, that becomes really scary.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned how much he loves the ball. Remember the Anthony Davis story came out that he hadn't touched a basketball in 2 months. Like, Kevin Durant's a guy. Now, he's had injury issues as well, but Kevin Durant's a guy who probably hasn't gone 2 days without touching a basketball, not 2 months, Rex. That story was crazy of Anthony Davis.
Well, and when you talk about, you know, this is a guy that over the course of career, he's played over 80 games three times. He's played over 70 games multiple times. Like, Anthony Davis, that just hasn't happened. You know, and so you talk about, for Kevin, he's got to be excited to go to a major media outlet. He's got a chance to, you know, kill some ghosts in terms of the Warriors, you know, and what they've been able to do. To have those two teams on the West Coast battling it out would be phenomenal. But, yes, I think that LeBron would know, hey, this is someone that I have the utmost amount of respect, and you got really the two best players probably over the last 10 years on the same roster. And that's what the Lakers have always been. They've been about great, great players, right, that are available to play to win championships.
So, Rex, do you think that Kyrie finds his way to the Lakers? And we're going into the season, and Kyrie and LeBron are trying to wreck it in the Western Conference?
I think that's everything that I've heard and read is saying that Kyrie, that's something Kyrie wants to do. I think the other thing, too, is, you know, Kyrie's got a reputation now, and I love Kyrie. I love to watch him play. As a coach, it was hard to coach against him in the game plan, but he does have a reputation, right? So Cleveland left it on a sour note. Boston left it on a sour note. And then, obviously, Brooklyn, that's been a sour note. So, you know, with a guy like KD and LeBron, I think that the Lakers say, hey, we can actually not manage Kyrie, but they'll have guys that can help hold him accountable and bring out the greatness that we all know he has inside of him.
Rex, I'm intrigued by Brad Beal. Okay, does he go back to Washington? Does he try and get to a team, get to a franchise where he feels like he can legitimately compete? What do you think Brad Beal does?
Well, I think that the new thing nowadays is, number one, get your money. That's the number one thing. Get your money, make sure it's guaranteed, and then, hey, okay, now what are you going to do to allow us to be a real contender, right? And I think Bradley Beal is another guy, as I coached in the NBA and as I get game plans and watch players, I'm like, this dude is special. But is he an elite? You're talking about the KDs, LeBrons, those type of guys. He's not that, but he's a second tier. So you're going to need another two or three guys like that. Is Porzingis that type of guy? The question is still really out on that one. And then who else can they add to that roster, right, to really take them to another level in a great Eastern Conference? Because they're going to need great players around him. He needs at least two other guys that are close to his level for them to have a chance to be really competitive in the Eastern Conference. And if that doesn't happen, I can see him saying, hey, this time for me to move on, You know, and he'll do the same thing that a lot of players are doing. That's the new thing now. It's like the NBA transfer portal. They say, hey, I'm ready to move on. Here's my list of teams that I want to go to. Let's make it work.
Rex, what we've seen so far, you know, we're into day two of free agency. We've seen some players sign. What's the move you've liked the most so far? And if you say Jalen Brunson to the Knicks, I'm okay with that as a Knicks fan. So if that's your answer, I'm fine with it. But what do you like so far?
Wow, it's been kind of crazy, to be honest with you. The money that has been out there. When you think about Jokic, he's going to make $50 million a year when he gets to that extension. And guess what? He might be worth it. Like, if I'm going to throw big money, Devin Booker, I'd be interested to see what happens when Chris Paul leaves Phoenix, right? Is Devin Booker going to have the same type of impact? Because he's a great, great player again. I've been more intrigued with some of the signings of players. I'm like, how did he get that type of money? And God bless him. Like, I'm all for players making their money, but you look at Oklahoma City, and Lu Dort is a tough, physical guard. He's not a great shooter. To give that guy over $80 million, I was, like, scratching my head a little bit. So, I'm not answering your question, but I'm more intrigued by some of those moves where guys are getting crazy money, and they haven't proven that they could win and really, you know, be an efficient, effective player in the NBA on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, but Rex, I think part of it is, and we struggle with this, is the scale changes, right? Like Lu Dort, $80 million jumps out at you. But then you go like, did you see what the back end of Jokic and Karl Anthony Towns deal plays them? Do you guys see this? Their final year of their Supermax deal they just agreed to yesterday is $62.1 million for one season. And so, like, I mean, obviously there's inflation, but With all the money, like, we just have to look. What happens is we look at it, we're like, I can't believe that guy's making 15 now. Like, yeah, but the best players are making 60, so 15 kind of fits. It's just, it's really hard for us to wrap our heads around when the numbers jump like this. But then you kind of relate it to, like, did you ever think you're going to be paying $6 a gallon for gas, right? I mean, everything has jumped. But I saw that Towns deal and the Jokic deal. And Jokic is an MVP. He's a great player. But $62 million is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's really interesting. And then you got to look at your roster construction and how are you going to be able to put players around players like Cat. You know, Ant's going to come up pretty soon, and he's going to be asking for crazy money. And then you've got, you know, what are they going to do with D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell? He's making a good amount of change. And then can you put the right pieces around in a smaller market like Minnesota? And I root for Minnesota. My daughter's a video associate with the Timberwolves, so I root for them. They've got new ownership that's kind of transitioning in. They've got a new GM that is, again, you're in the Western Conference, and, you know, every job is difficult. And Finch has done a great job. But again, you've got to put together a roster that allows you to compete at the highest level. And when a guy is making $60 million, it makes it difficult. But this is an elite three-point shooting 4-5 in Cat, and now you want to see the winning go along with it. So hopefully that happens. I hope it for my daughter because then she's employed, but also you hope it for that franchise because you've got to put good pieces, defensive-minded guys that are skilled, that can shoot the basketball around Cat, and those guys aren't going to be coming cheap.
With the money coming in, a man who'll be using his daughter's influence to come out of retirement and play for the Timberwolves this year for $15 million a year. Rex Walters. Rex, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for making time for us.
I appreciate you guys having me. Have a good one.
Got it. Doug, you're going to come out of retirement and play, right?
For $60 million?
No, you're not going to get 60. You'll get $15 million. I mean, come on, you're not going to get Jokic money, but you'll get $15 million.
I would play in that league for $500. That would be fine. Just always wanted my name on the back of one of those jerseys. But no, it's really interesting. Like, we're, you know, I remember when Kevin Garnett was the first $100 million contract, and I just wonder how many years away we are from the first $100 million per year athlete. Right, we're creeping closer. We got to 50 in football. Now we're a couple years away, obviously, from 60 in basketball. How many years away are we from somebody getting $100 million for 1 year of their sport?
If I told you 2030, would you take the over or the under? By 2030, someone's going to be getting $100 million a year, either in the NFL or the NBA. I mean, probably not in Major League Baseball, but you never know. But somebody in one of the, by 2030, would you take, yes, that would happen, or it might be a little bit after that?
I'm going to take the under. I'll say before 2030. And this is not, this is salary, you know, contract salary, right? Because, you know, people go, well, you know, LeBron made over a Tiger Woods. No. I'm saying, and didn't Phil blow through $100 million in gambling? No, I'm kidding. It's like 40 in 4 years. I mean, it's like the LIV Golf money is real money. Tiger turned that down. But I'm talking, we're just baseball, basketball, football. I will take the under in 2030 in someone playing for $100 million in a year.
Okay, if I said 2025 for someone making over, 75 over. Million.
Oh, 75?
75 million in 2025.
Wow. 3 years. Wow. I'll still go under. I'll still go over on that one. But very close. I mean, that's push level. I mean, because look, I mean, incrementally, quarterbacks have creeped up, right? And that salary pool is only going to get bigger. That's what this comes from. And then, of course, you got baseball. Like, I don't think we're there with baseball. Baseball, they stretch it out over so long. We're still in the 30s, right? We haven't even reached. But for football, quarterback and supermax deal in basketball, and, you know, it'll have to be one of these young players that has cycled through two contracts that gets to the third one.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.